only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. We are celebrating today. If my computer will wake up, it's been going on slow motion. I think my computer realizes that this is Monday morning. We are moving a little bit slower than we normally move. So we're going to try and get these celebrations to come up. I know over the weekend we were celebrating the Eat Candy Day. So we're going to continue watching what we need to be hitting on the celebration. You know something, my computer's going so darn slow, I might have to just skip that subject this morning. We are going to look and see what the markets are doing while we see if the computer will actually wake up today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 107 points. It was up more than that earlier today. Now we're at 107 on the positive side. We are looking at the NASDAQ up 40, S&P 500 up 13. The 10-year treasuries are at 178. That's not good for the bond market, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Got a new soundboard, so we're going to see if we can get a little bit of extra oomph in there on the sounds coming through today. Let's see what else we've got. Oh, the celebrations decided to wake up today. National Chicken Lady Day. I don't know that I really even understand what that would mean. Get rid of that one. Color the World Orange Day, Job Action Day, Traffic Directors Day. I guess they need a traffic director out there at LAX where they've got the X-Laxit or Laxit or something along those lines. Nothing very exciting there with the new ride-sharing issues. We're going to get rid of all of those. I think we'll just stick with National Candy Day. That one will work for me. Let's take a look. Oil up $1.07 a barrel. That's might be a little bit painful. Again, Okay. Let's take a look and see gas prices. 260.8 national average, 407.6 in Texifornia, 365 in Hawaii, 222. $1.80 a gallon cheaper if you go to Louisiana. Unbelievable that we continue to put up with this stuff. When is it time to get a new governor here? Maybe a new governor will help us with getting rid of some of all these crazy burdens that they put on us. Amazing how we continue to just do these same things over and over again. Yeah.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yes, indeed. I've got a bad feeling about it as well.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom.
Whoops. Got wrong board. Just checking on some of these things. Maybe I think this one might be for our governor. Yeah, that might be right. We might be looking at that one a little bit there with the governor here causing some trouble. Let's look and see what's going on in the news today. The morning briefing, Under Armour facing U.S. federal probe over accounting practices. That does not sound good. I bet their stock has taken a bit of a hit today, Under Armour. Let's see if we can see if I remember the stock symbol. Yeah, down almost 17% on this issue right there. Also in the news today, Mickey D's, McDonald's. Yeah, they're not in the news for anything in a good way today. That's another problem child. CEO of McDonald's being forced to resign. Have you seen that story? Yeah, I guess it's part of the Me Too world nowadays. You don't get to do those things, Mr. CEO. He was having a romantic relationship with an employee at McDonald's, not on the store level, but McDonald's is if they're equal level, you're allowed to have a relationship. Now, there's nobody on an equal level to the CEO of McDonald's, so he's in big trouble. He is actually now unemployed. So we're going to see what that's doing. We looked at the stock price down about 5.5%. But, you know, you might not want to go and get a cup for him. Kevin, good to hear you signed that recall yesterday. I'm looking for doing it myself. I think we've already done it. Can I sign it more than once? I'm just throw that out there. Can I sign the recall more than one time? We'll be watching that one to see what goes on there. Hey, if you got any comments, you want to chime in on the radio broadcast, feel free to put them in the comments on our Facebook page, Ron Siegel on Facebook. Go ahead and put those comments right there. We will share some of them throughout the broadcast as we want to. McDonald's, though, got rid of their CEO, Steve Easterbrook, after a relationship with an employee. He's got 2 years that he cannot be in any kind of a competitive company. We can look and see. I'm sure that he's got some sort of a very significant buyout on his contract there. Did a lot of the stock price has done really well under his tenure. So we'll see what that's going to do now that he's leaving. Yeah, that's probably not going to be the best issue for the company. We'll watch and see where they go with that one. I want to try to find out what his parachute is. I know that he had compensation, $15.88 million in 2018, according to regulatory filing. The value of the severance package, not immediately clear. New CEO is Chris Kempczinski, average annual salary of $1.25 million with a target-based bonus of 170% of his salary. So another $2 million right there. Not too bad for getting a little bit of an increase. And again, CEO Easterbrook now unemployed. Moving right along. Hey, you know something? I've got this new segment I'm going to put on here. And if I can get the system to work, chart of the day. Let's see if we can get this chart of the day to pop up on the screen. I know the computers are working kind of like a Monday morning, but chart of the day, median asking rent since 1988. Have you noticed what that chart looks like? Unbelievable. Now, if you're still renting, if you have not bought a home of your own, you might want to consider taking a look at this chart because since 1988, rents have continued to rise. Now, yes, I know that we've got rent control coming in the state of confusion. That's just going to give homeowners an incentive to increase rent even more. That's what this is going to be, a big incentive to increase rent. So I just wanted to throw that out there to you, give you a little idea. That is our chart of the day, the median rent pricing taking a big jump up. Saudi Aramco announces a plan to go public. Saudi Arabia's giant state-owned oil producer, Saudi Aramco, announced plans on Sunday to go public in what could be the largest initial stock offering ever. The company, the kingdom's crown jewel, probably the world's most profitable enterprise, said it planned to sell an unspecified percentage of its shares on the Saudi stock exchange, the Tadawul. Now, you're going to put your money into a company that's on a stock exchange of a monarchy? seems a little interesting to me. Bankers have told the Saudi government that investors may value the company at about $1.5 trillion. $1.5 trillion. Saudi Aramco. Is that a stock you want to buy? Probably not something within my range. Moving right along. How about Airbnb? No more party houses on Airbnb. Interesting.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah, I guess they had a party house for Halloween. Now, I don't know anybody that calls Airbnb and says, I am going to have a party house. Not generally the way you do it, but they're saying they're going to ban party houses from its platform in response to a deadly shooting at a Bay Area Halloween party held at one of its rentals. 5 people killed. Halloween party. I would say that's not really a trick-or-treat right there. That's just a bad news. So we're going to keep watching. What is that going to do to Airbnb? Again, I don't know how they're going to manage that. That's going to be fascinating to see how that works out for them, but we'll continue watching. Moving right along, obviously, the Democrats still doing the same thing. All they are is on the Never Trump movement, the impeachment probe. Now, the president came out with a new line the other day. He decided, you know something? With all these things going on, I think that the Republicans are going to have to watch and maybe chairman of the lack of intelligence committee, Adam Schiff. Now, we already know that he changed when he supposedly read the transcript of President Trump's call with the Ukrainian president. Schiff changed it completely. He misled everybody. Now, are we going to really trust him to deliver what is going on, the transcripts of what's going on in the super secret hearings at the White House? I really don't think that's likely to happen. I'm just throwing that up there. But apparently the whistleblower himself, 33-year-old Eric, and I've had his last name here, I forgot it, but he was appointed through John Brennan. John Brennan. Can you believe that anybody would listen to anything that John Brennan has to say?
I got a bad feeling about this.
But this guy was appointed by John Brennan, put into the CIA, assigned to the White House, works for President Obama, works for Vice President Biden. Oh, yeah, and he's the one that we're going to believe on impeachment. Unbelievable. Just amazing how we continue going down these same roads. Didn't we get all this stuff through the Mueller probe? I thought that we already heard enough of this during that time period. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we got a heck of a broadcast for you. The number one reason to list your house in the winter: does a business loan affect personal credit? My ex-husband borrowed money to marry a woman 40 years his junior. How do I protect my son's estate? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher. If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has...
and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRE NMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio,
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at the Siegel Lending Team when you're ready for that next mortgage. The team has the programs. They've got the products. You just need to make the phone call. Everything you could possibly want, from bank statement loans, no income loans. Yes, they are back. Hard to believe it, but yes, the no income loans are back. 1099 loans, they're back as well. So you can find all of those things again at your friends with the Siegel Lending Team. If it's on the market, we are scouring the market, searching all over to try and find out what is available for you, how to solve that problem of getting the loan. So what is happening in the mortgage market today? We saw it very, it's been a bit of a whipsaw is what we've been watching recently. And a lot of it is abnormal. People don't understand what's going on. And that's why we recommend checking in with Ron Siegel Radio on a regular basis. So we did hear, and I hear this from folks all the time. Well, interest rates dropped on Thursday from the Federal Reserve, right, Ron? And I said, yes, the Federal Reserve dropped the discount rate. That has absolutely nothing to do with the mortgage rates. Mortgage rates are driven by mortgage-backed securities. They generally will follow closely behind the U.S. 10-year Treasury. They're not exact, but they're going to generally follow somewhere close to the U.S. 10-year Treasury. So the 10-year Treasury, yes, it did drop, but now it's gone back up again. Why is it going on such a whipsaw? Well, here's the reason, and I'll tell you right now, the 10-year Treasury, it's up 5 basis points right now. 1.78 is where that 10-year Treasury is sitting. Mortgage-backed securities, they're down 11 basis points, which means interest rates are up today. So we always watch those numbers for you, and we can watch for it, but those numbers are all readily available on Google.com. You can find those if you know where to look. What you don't find there is what's driving these things. So stocks, yeah, they're higher on hopes that the initial trade deal with China will be signed within weeks. The initial deal will include soybean purchases, currency parameters, the opening up of Chinese financial industry, the additional tariffs that were supposed to go into effect on December 15th, no longer happen, but the tariffs on $360 billion of Chinese goods will remain. That's a big issue. So a lot of people say, well, this doesn't really mean anything. China won again. No, when you have tariffs on $360 billion, those are staying there. It's good incentive for China to continue with the talks to get the rest of the deal done. The existing tariffs still remain, and there is no talk on IP protection. The markets are likely rallying on optimism that if we can get an initial deal, it will lay the groundwork for more important trade negotiations. Mortgage bonds, again, lower so far this morning. We talked about this. Why did that happen? Well, a lot of it, the bonds went down early on Friday. Then they went and recovered a little bit. Why? Well, the Federal Reserve, the New York and Atlanta Fed, cut their fourth quarter GDP estimates nearly in half. The New York Fed lowered its fourth quarter estimate or forecast to just 0.8%, while the Atlanta Fed reduced its estimate from 1.8% to 1.1%. Now there is not a lot of margin for error for potential negative GDP. Remember, 2 consecutive quarters of negative GDP is what we call a recession. So right now we've got a quiet news day with the ISM Services Index, some important auctions later this week. There will also be several Fed members speaking throughout the week. The rest of the week is like this. Tuesday, PMI, ISM Manufacturing Index 3-year notes. Wednesday, the mortgage applications and the 10-year auction. Thursday, we get initial jobless claims in the 30-year bond. We did a recorded broadcast on Friday. You didn't get to see the fact that we had a great, great jobs number on Friday. Yeah, they probably didn't want to share that with you in the news either. Does not really reflect what the media wants you to see. They're trying to get you out there and give you their own narrative that the economy is not doing well. But, oh yeah, the economy is doing pretty well. So just a bit of information there that we want you to be able to counteract what's going on in the marketplace. We want you to understand what this means to you, what this means for your family. And again, that is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs. They've got the products. Call the Siegel Lending Team. We will be the ones to help you out with that. Let's see what else is going on in the news. We're going to have a little bit of a short segment here because I spoke too much in the opening segment. We've got some great information. Callers, actually, you know something? Maybe we'll get right into the one longer topic that was a consumer question that we got. We always hear these consumer questions, and I never get a lot of time to answer them on the broadcasts. Let's see if I can find the one. A fascinating story about, you know, we're in Southern California, and in Southern California, it is not abnormal for us to see multiple marriages and divorces. So, question comes in. Last year, my husband and I divorced after nearly 25 years of marriage. We've been separated for many years prior to the divorce. We have a very nice 22-year-old son, senior in college. They're from New York, although the son might move somewhere else. I wonder why. Maybe like the president, it's too high of taxes there in New York. Ex-husband has always been terrible with money. He wasn't able to pay his half of the son's college tuition, decided to take out parental student loans. 1 year he was retired. He owes the Internal Revenue Service $150,000 in back taxes. Ouch, that one's a bit painful. Can't afford to contribute to the son's living expenses, so the missus pays for everything. A few months ago, ex-husband, 70 years old, marries a 40-year-old a woman 40 years his junior, 30-year-old, and had to borrow money from family members to pay for his portion of the wedding. Boy, she's getting a peach, ain't she? And by her and the ex-husband, ex-husband's a lawyer, a college professor. We've talked about college professors recently. Unbelievable. Here's the problem. I want my son to inherit my entire estate, which is valued at about $1 million. Biggest fear is that if she dies before the ex-husband, he'll find a way to take the son's inheritance. My son is very mild-mannered, never been able to stand up to his father, who is domineering and arrogant. If the ex-husband asks the son for money to help with his new family and future children, the son would be afraid to say no. How can she structure a will so the ex-husband cannot get his hands on the son's inheritance? Well, that's not the most difficult question we've ever received. One of the big issues we talk about all the time is you've got to do some estate planning. A will is the entry level for estate planning. It's not the best idea of estate planning. It's a piece of the idea. What you want to do is the will portion. That's all you're going to do with the will is say anything that I did not include on my trust is going to go to the trust. Any of my assets not named in the trust go to the trust. The trust is the main document. We've had several people come on the broadcasts and talk about trusts. And I just want you to understand, if you own property, especially in the state of confusion, and especially if you have kids, you need to have a trust drawn up. Now, don't go online and try and do it yourself. Yes, I know there are ways of doing it, but that's not a good option for you. You want to go and have a professional take care of this for you, and they can actually determine at what ages the son gets money. Now, you have to set up a fiduciary to handle the trust. Now, I'm not giving legal advice. I'm just telling you what I would do if it was me. But what you want to do is set up a fiduciary, non-family member, probably an attorney, that's going to manage the trust. It says the husband's 70. So if you're giving the son allocations or directed money, right? Say maybe it's some money on options here and there where they can get their money over time. So maybe you get a 5-year process. Maybe you get a 10-year process. Maybe you get a drop 15 years. Or you can put in there, money can be allocated as a loan, do it as a loan, to a property, to buy a piece of property. Right? If the son wants to buy a house, the trust can lend the money to the son for the property. You have to make payments back to the trust. Why do you do it that way? Because then the lien cannot be refinanced and the money can't be taken out to give to Papa. Great attorneys can structure these things as long as you tell them what your goals are, and you've got to have the goals to set this up. Just throwing that out there because you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will be talking. We've got the Mortgage Minute. We did the Mortgage Minute. We've got the real-time real estate segment. Number one reason to list your house in the winter: does a business loan affect personal credit? Experian Boost versus Ultra FICO, which is best for you? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for
time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already found your dream home, SLT Home Digest, SLT Home Digest, that is the source that you want. The number one reason to list your home in the winter. Many sellers believe spring is the best time to put their homes on the market because buyer demand traditionally increases at that time of year. What they don't realize is if every homeowner believes the same thing, that's when they'll have the most competition. So what's the number one reason to list your house in the winter? Of course, it's less competition. Housing supply traditionally shrinks at this time of year, so the choices buyers have will be limited. The chart that I shared earlier was created using the month's supply of listings from the National Association of Realtors. And you can see the sweet spot on that chart. And let me see. I'm not sure if I can get this to pop up on the screen while we're talking here. We'll see if it'll populate for us. Every once in a while, I can get these things to work the way we want them to, but not always. It's like I say, it is new technology that we're using. Yeah, so I'm not getting it to populate there. But December is when we have is the sweet spot. You can see on the chart we shared earlier on social media, the sweet spot to list your house for the most exposure naturally occurs in the late fall and winter months, November to January. Temperatures aren't the only thing that heats up in the spring, so do listings. And I've got a chart that I shared earlier on that one as well. Maybe I'll try during the break to see if I can get these charts up for you. But the lowest number of listings in 2018, listings increased from May to December. Don't wait for these listings and the competition that comes with them to come to market before you decide to list your house. An added bonus, serious buyers are out in the winter. Do you think people that are not serious are really out in the wintertime? No, only the serious people are out shopping at this time of year. You're getting ready for Thanksgiving, getting ready for the holidays, getting ready for New Year's. Unless you really need to be buying a house, you're not out there doing it right now. So purchasers who are serious about buying a home will be in the marketplace. You and your family will not be bothered and inconvenienced by mere quote-unquote lookers. The lookers are at the mall or online doing their shopping. The bottom line, if you've been debating whether or not to sell your house and are curious about market conditions in your area, let's get together to determine the best time to list your house. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already found your dream home, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find out exactly what the market knows about your property. Find out exactly what you're going to know what the county recorder knows about it. That's what the SLT Home Digest will tell you. Here's what the county recorder knows. Here's what the market believes, and it's specific to your property. So if you go and put in your work address, it's not going to work. It's not going to give you your property information. But you can text SLT Home Digest to 79564. You'll be able to get that information right there. Customized, sent to your inbox by mail, email every month. It'll have all the updated information. You'll be able to see exactly what's happened on your property. Has it appreciated? Has it declined in value? What would happen if you refinance? Does that make sense for you? All that is right there. Saw this chart earlier today. I just thought I'd share it with you. The super rich elite have more money than they know what to do with. According to MarketWatch.com, an update to correct an error, an earlier version of the story misstated how much wealth has been gained by the bottom 50% since 2016. It's $680 billion in wealth gained by the bottom 50% of the wealth level within the U.S. population, $680 billion. For every dollar of capital owned by a typical family in the poorer half, a family in the top 1% has $730. So they've got a significant amount more. Forget all those phony fairy tales about whether a couple who makes $350,000 is rich or poor. They're neither. Focus on the big picture. Half of Americans have almost nothing, while a small fraction have almost all the capital, and the gap between the many and the few is growing every year. I wonder why that is. Well, it's simple. There's a group of people that are willing to go out there, work hard, take risk, and get rewarded. If you're not willing to work hard, take risk, and get rewarded, what makes you think that you're going to be part of that group? I'm just throwing that out there. A lot of people want to think that, you know, it just happens by accident. No, these things don't happen by accident. The rich get richer because they're out there working hard. They're also realize, hey, you know something? You got to own your own house. And I've shared charts many, many times that discuss the wealth gap. And a lot of it has to do with real estate. Do you own some real estate? Do you have properties that you can actually look into and see, are they working? Is your money working for you? That's the big issue. A lot of people think, well, you got to just go out there and work, and maybe I'll work hard, maybe I won't work hard. But you have to be working hard all the time and get your money working for you. How do you get your money working for you? Well, that's by going out there and buying real estate, buying in other investments. You can actually see what happens when you own the real estate. You're going to actually see that you've got an appreciation factor of your property. You're going to see that the money is going to grow, that your property grow, Orange County, 5% annual growth. Well, if your property is growing at 5%, $500,000 house, and that's below the median home price, but if your property is growing at 5% on $500,000, that's $25,000. That is significant numbers for people to be showing as income. That's significant numbers for people to be able to add to their net worth every year. I think I've got a chart that's going to come up here in just a minute that is showing what the net worth is when we compare. Yeah, there it is. The difference in 65-plus adults net worth, homeowner versus renter. The renter has $6,700 of net worth. The homeowner, $319,000 net worth, of which $143,000 is from their real estate. Significant numbers. So you can be renting and not growing that $143,000. You could be owning and watching your net worth grow. some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. You just need to make the phone call or go online, creditsanitizer.com. They've got all the information right there to help you with your new home, to help you get your credit scores corrected. That's the big issue, is if your credit scores are correct, you're going to more than likely get a much better credit price on your mortgage, on your car, on your credit cards, on your, maybe even if you're buying furniture. All of those things could be better for you if you're looking at having a correct credit report. And the reason I say a correct credit report is many, many times we see that the credit report is, there's an error on the credit report. And when that error is taken off, the scores jump. Or maybe the credit report just doesn't have enough data on there, and that's what's causing your problem. We watch all of those things. Our friends over at Credit Sanitizer, that would be Jeff Sipes and the Blue Water Credit Team. They're always looking at that information to make sure they've got the best information, that your report is accurate. Now, again, I've been looking at credit reports for many, many decades, and if the credit report is not accurate, more often than not, and I would say every credit report is not accurate. I mean, I've never seen one that is completely accurate. So I guess that's just a simple issue there, that you can make an assumption that your credit report is not accurate. Well, get it corrected. Does a business loan affect personal credit? When starting your own business, funding can be a big hurdle in more ways than one. And if you're not careful, the lines between business credit and personal credit can get blurry. As you start setting up your business accounts, make sure you understand your business financing options and how they may affect you personally. Here's what you need to know about the relationship between your business books and your personal credit. Are you ready to apply for business loan? Well, that's the starting point, a personal guarantee. When business accounts affect personal credit, depending on what type of business you have and how you acquire credit, a business loan or credit card may affect your personal credit score. Specifically, if you personally guarantee a business account in any capacity, it can impact your credit. In many cases, small business loans are guaranteed by an individual. That means you, as the sole proprietor or partner in the company, agreed to pay the debt. In such a case, the lender can seek to collect payments from you personally in the event your business cannot pay as agreed. This also positions you as a co-signer of sorts, which means the debt can be reported on your personal credit report. Similarly, if you personally guaranteed a business line of credit, it can impact your credit history. Personal loans, including home equity loans used to fund your business, will affect your personal credit score as well. A business credit card is a great way to manage cash flow and increase your working capital. Whether or not information related to a business credit card account shows up on your personal credit report depends on how the account is set up. If you're an employee of a corporation and the company provides you with a business credit card to cover work expenses, it's unlikely this card will be listed on your personal report. You're simply an authorized business user for the card. However, a small business owner with your own business credit card, you are considered more than an authorized user. You may be guaranteeing the account personally, which means it's likely to show up on your report and impact your score. Before signing up for business credit card, make sure you understand whether or not you are personally guaranteeing that account. If you use a personal credit card for business expenses, those payments will also appear on your report, and yes, they will affect your score. Now's the time to think strategically about the best ways to keep your business credit and personal credit history separate. Consider some options. As a sole proprietor, your business and personal credit will be one and the same, according to attorney Garrett Sutton. Choosing a company structure such as an LLC, S-Corp, or C-Corp that separates business and personal finances may offer some benefits. Small business owners should talk to a business organization lawyer or CPA to find out what might work best for the situation. Choosing the right business credit card, you may be able to choose a business credit card that does not routinely report activity to the consumer credit reporting agencies. However, you must make all payments on time to keep this so. Virtually all major small business cards will report if you default. Ask lenders whether they will check your personal credit reports for a business loan or payment plan. Those inquiries are hard pulls that affect your scores before committing to any financing offers. You should also ask about the lender's policy for reporting loans. Review all contracts to determine whether or not they're requesting a personal guarantee. If you sign anything with your name rather than the name of the business, you may be held personally liable. I am not giving you legal advice, but make sure these are some questions you want to ask. Hey, Jay, glad to see you there. You're right. It is better late than never. We only talked about you a little bit today, so don't feel bad. I'm just kidding. We didn't talk about you too much. Personal debt or per personal credit could derail your prospects for a business loan, depending upon factors such as whether your business has its own score and what type of company organization you choose. Some lenders may only look at your business credit score or history, which is reported by three major business credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and Dun & Bradstreet. In other cases, such as with working capital loans, the lender is more concerned with the historical fitness of your revenue streams and balance sheets than any credit score. A loan you take out for business purposes could be based partly on your personal credit. If you're taking out a business loan, such as a home equity line of credit, to help cover business expenses, your personal credit definitely does matter. So watch that. just trying to get these things working here. if you're ready to start or grow a business, check out your loan options. You can give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I can give you some information on where to get some of these business credit matters. That's your Credit Matters, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Jeff Sipes and the Blue Water Credit Team, they will help you out there. Experian Boost versus Ultra FICO, which is best for you? That's another question we get on a regular basis. Picture newlywed and honeymoon-bound George Bailey walking into the Bailey Building and loan with his picture-perfect wife, Mary, hard-earned $2,000 in hand. Now see him lending his friends and neighbors all those dollars to keep the good old Bailey Building and loan afloat when there was a run on the bank. Fortunately, George and Bailey had a community of loving neighbors to help them out on a financial crisis. They needed help today, however. They'd soon realize that modern financial institutions no longer see you as a human with feelings and needs. Instead, you are really just a number to them, an easily packaged number known as your credit score. If you want a wonderful life but find your credit score not properly representing your current financial reliability, there are some credit-impacting tools you should know about: Experian Boost and Ultra FICO. So we're going to discuss a little bit about those. Our friend Jeff Sipes, I'm sure, has all that information for you. Credit building is hard. Whether you're doing it for the first time or you are rebuilding, it's still a struggle. Luckily, new methods are being introduced, such as Experian Boost, which gives you credit for paying your utility bills, and Ultra FICO, which looks at your bank account transactions and balances. These both give positive boost to your credit score. Again, talk to our friend Jeff Sipes. He will help you with all of that information. And as always, I suggest set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if